I'm John O'Donnell, and I'm a ISV Architect Evangelist with Microsoft, and I'm here with Ryan from Concord Manufacturing. Ryan, could you introduce yourself for Channel 9?
Hi, my name is Ryan Kyle from Concord Manufacturing. I'm a .NET developer.
Ryan, tell me a bit about what you've been working on, and you know what is Concord Manufacturing all about?
All right, Concord Manufacturing is a software consulting company.
And is that are you based here in you're based here in Seattle?
Yeah, we're local on the east side.
Okay. So just tell me a bit more about the company.
All right, we create custom software applications for small state and local governments.
Okay. And I know that you've been doing some work on both Windows 7 and also Windows Phone 7.
Yes.
So maybe we could start with Windows 7. Can you tell me what you've been building out?
Sure. I'm part of a nonprofit called Everyday One Thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided to create a Windows 7 application that uses a number of the Windows 7 lineup features.
Okay, well let's take a look at the demo, Ryan.
All right. Here we have the Everyday One Thing Windows 7 application. I'm going to first log in using my E.dot username and password. The point of Everyday One Thing is to encourage people to do one thing every day that's good for the environment and good for the community.
Okay.
So we're going to select a category. In this case, carpooling. And there's an option to post to Twitter as well.
So is one of the purposes of this almost to get into a competition with other people so you can see who's most environmentally friendly? And obviously by posting to Twitter as well, it's obviously just telling everyone else who you're connected to that potentially you're more environmentally friendly than they are, sort of thing, and then the race is on.
Yeah, it encourages
right.
That behavior.
Okay. So do you want to click go?
Yep. Click go, and it says you did a thing.
Right.
Which is our tagline.
Okay.
I did a thing.
Yep. So tell me about some of the features of Windows 7 that you're using.
All right. Here you can see the Everyday One Thing logo. It's the Earth with the one.
Okay.
We put that down here. When you right-click on the taskbar, you can see the jump list that I have created. It's a custom jump list called Everyday One Thing. It has links to the Everyday One Thing homepage,
right.
Feedback, Facebook fan page, our store, and the blog.
Okay. And I noticed that was almost like a preview there as well. It was giving you the preview feature?
Yeah, the preview feature works perfectly.
Okay. So how long does this sort of thing take to develop? I mean, if I'm a developer new to building on Windows 7, how long does it take me to get up to speed to do this sort of interaction with Windows 7?
This particular application took a matter of hours, maybe a day.
Okay. And so that's from starting from scratch. I mean,
starting from scratch.
Are we talking a lot of code to implement some of these features?
The code is minimal. It's easy to follow.
Okay.
Create a new jump list, add the items to the jump list.
Excellent.
Fairly straightforward.
Well, thanks for showing me the Windows 7 application, Ryan. But let's take a look at what you've been doing with the Windows Phone 7. Obviously, it's a technology that everyone's interested in, especially after the event at Mix. So tell me a bit about the Windows Phone application.
Okay. 2 days after Mix, I set up my laptop on a computer, a monitor just like this.
Okay.
And developed this Windows Phone 7 application I'm going to show you.
Okay.
This application looks very similar to the Windows 7 application. That's because the code is almost identical.
Right.
The porting the code from Windows 7 to Windows Phone 7 took a matter of 2 hours.
Okay.
Minor visual tweaks.
Right.
That was it. So you can do the same thing here in the phone. That you can.
And then post to Twitter again.
Post to Twitter as well.
Okay.
And again, it says you did a thing.
So, I know that you've had experience with, earlier mobile technologies from Microsoft, like Windows Mobile 6.x.
Mm-hmm.
What's your opinion of Windows Phone 7? Do you think it's going to be successful?
Oh, this is fantastic.
Do you like the developer experience?
Much better.
Yeah. So I'm assuming you're going to be rushing out and buying a device as soon as they hit the marketplace.
I honestly can't wait.
Oh, excellent. Well, thanks for taking the time today to show me obviously the Windows 7 application and also the Windows Phone application. Obviously, it's compelling to see the interface on a big monitor like this. So if you could tell the developer audience one thing, what would it be?
The developer experience is incredibly simple. If you know Silverlight or WPF, you already know how to create these applications.
Well, thanks for taking the time to talk to me today, Ryan. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for watching.